Some people are born with talent and some have to earn it, but the same goes for humility. At age 8, Carter Lagacci seems to be blessed with both qualities. The grade 3 student of Monsignor Castex Catholic School in Midland was chosen as one of just 15 racers to participate in the KTM Junior Supercross Racing Program, held in Indianapolis, Indiana on March 11, prior to the larger Monster Energy AMA Supercross Championship event in the evening. Carter was selected in January as the sole Canadian to battle in the races. When asked if he was ready to take top spot and stand on the podium in the event, Carter's mature response belied his age. "It just matters if you tried and you had fun. That's all that matters," he emphasized, and he meant it with conviction in his voice. "It doesn't matter if you win or you don't win. It matters if you try and have fun." Parents Anna and Charles Lagacci were incredibly proud of their son's selection for the event. "We're originally from Hamilton," said Charles. "When we had our son, he got really good at dirt biking from what we heard through the grapevine. I said the only way he gets better is if he gets practice." The Lagaccis met trainers Tristan Dares and Mike Mahoney through the racing scene, with Charles stating they instantly fell in love with him. However, the city's regulations on racing bikes within city boundaries had the couple opting to choose a different location to raise Carter and strengthen his passion for motocross. The pair moved to Midland a few years ago and shortly after Carter was able to train hard. "My friend Gavin wants to get a dirt bike now," said Carter of his inspiration to fellow classmates and friends. "Now he wants to have a 65cc, and he hasn't even rode a dirt bike yet. This is a 50cc. The three-day event in Indianapolis will take the Lagacci family 8 to 10 hours to drive, and will feature three practice runs before the formal race itself. A three-lap race aboard a 2023 KTM SXE electric motorcycle will be provided to the racers, between ages 7 and 8, along with a professional pit area and crew, a riding kit and new helmet. To qualify, report cards for Carter's schooling were required, of which Anna stated he loved mathematics while Charles added he was big into phys ed, as well as Carter's height and weight to ensure he could handle the racing vehicle. However Carter places in the event, Anna is prepared to showcase what she described as an experience of a lifetime. "I already have everything planned," said Anna. "I'm going to get a huge frame, we have the wall already ready. And we're going to put out his moments during the KTM. He also will meet his idols, the pro racers, that are going to race at night, so they'll have a chance to meet them. We'll get pictures with Carter and them, and everything will be in a nice frame." Sponsorship played a large role in getting Carter the opportunity to race, and the Lagaccis were grateful for the co-operators Group Limited and world-famous Doc Lunch as two large local sponsors. Other sponsors include Cobra Canada, OGs, Sport Check through their Canadian Tire Jumpstart charity, United MX, and Amateur Motocross Ontario. Also, the Lagaccis laughed that Mom and Dad should be added to the list as Carter's biggest supporters. While the KTM Junior Supercross racing program isn't scheduled to be live-streamed, selected highlights of races will be shown through the Supermoto Cross video pass of the Monster Energy Supercross. And rest assured, the Lagaccis will be more than proud to share Carter's accomplishments when he returns back home to Midland.